good evening and welcome to another exciting session in our ever-increasing word training center under the leadership of our apostle, Leroy Thompson, Sr., Apostle Leroy Thompson, Sr. I'm always thankful for him and the things that God has put in him to impart unto us. Not just the 12, the MVBs who God called to stand with him to make it easier for him to carry out the mission. Are you listening? But for all of his family who take such a good care of him and his church family and all of the ministry of helps, I'm just thankful for him and for his life and for his ministry, and that my life and ministry is better because of the connection. There's nothing like apostolic grace. You don't have to do this on your own. If you connect to the grace properly, then the grace will come upon your life and you can function in the apostolic and the prophetic by reason of connection. Amen. Well, tonight we're going to deal with chapter number 4, I believe, which deals with the four realms of prophecy. The four realms of what? Prophecy. Let's go. The scriptures clearly indicate that there are various realms of prophetic flow. Say various realms of prophetic flow. See, the prophetic flow is not designed to stay on one realm. The scriptures talks about higher heights, deeper depths, greater lengths, and greater widths. You listening? The scriptures talk about going deeper. You listening? In order to get into these realms, it requires us to go deeper. You'll see it. Go ahead. There are different degrees of anointings that operates in each of these prophetic realms. The four realms of prophecy are the spirit. Number one is the spirit of prophecy, which is later called the Holy Spirit's mantle. You listening? The Holy Spirit's what? Mantle. The spirit of prophecy is the Holy Spirit's mantle. Number two is the gift of prophecy. Are you listening? Now that's found in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Go ahead. Which is the resident gift. That is the resident gift. Number three. The ministry of the prophet. Now, also in the resident gift, you got to go to Acts chapter 2. We'll talk about it in John chapter 7. Go ahead. The ministry of the prophet. The third realm is the ministry of the prophet. And the fourth realm is the canon. The ministry of the prophet is man and function. The ministry of the prophet is man in function. The ministry of the prophet is what? Man in function. Oftentimes, the man cannot separate himself from the calling. You listening? Go ahead. Number four is the prophecy of Scripture, which is the canon of Scripture.
The spirit of prophecy.
And number one, the spirit of prophecy.
The spirit of prophecy
testifies to the manifested presence of Jesus in the meeting. The presence of Jesus charges up the meeting, and the environment becomes conducive
for worship,
and a great liberty is felt. Somebody go to the book of Revelation and find that scripture that talks about the spirit of prophecy is the testimony of Jesus Christ. Go ahead.
The spirit of prophecy
is
the Holy Spirit's mantle.
the spirit of prophecy is the Holy Spirit's mantle
of prophetic anointing
that is given unto us during the times of worship
and activation,
causing the believer
to be an instrument
for prophecy. Did you hear that? That's the Holy Spirit's mantle. In other words, the Holy Spirit must come upon you in order for you to prophesy. You listening? That's the Holy Spirit's mantle. You listening? If you aren't filled with the Spirit, which is the resident gift, well, all you have to do is store up the gift. You are depending upon the spiritual climate and atmosphere. You listening? Where the Holy Spirit, during the course of a service, you can feel his presence, you know. I say you can feel his presence, you know. Whether you're filled with the Spirit or not, you can feel his presence come upon you. As a matter of fact, the reason that God established this school of ministry is so that apostolic believers can see when God's Spirit would fall upon Apostle Thompson. That is why God told him to start the school of ministry, so people can see, bear witness to how you could be turned into another man. Watch this. When the Spirit of God come upon you. You listening? Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he hath anointed me. Luke 4:18. You read it for your own spiritual enrichment and edification. You listening? The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he hath anointed me. So the Holy Spirit's mantle, you listening, coming up on us causes us to flow in the spirit of prophecy. Y'all find that scripture? Revelation 19:10. Read it.
And I fell at his feet to worship him.
And he said unto me, see thou that you do it not.
I am thy fellow servant.
And I am of thy brethren
that have the testimony of Jesus.
Worship God.
Worship God. For the testimony of Jesus.
For the testimony of Jesus
is the spirit of prophecy.
The testimony of who? Jesus is what? So all prophecy is designed, you listening, to glorify Jesus and not bring attention to ourselves. Go ahead.
Those who do not have
the gift of prophecy, which is the resident gift,
and also those
who are not prophets, that is the ministry gifts,
they cannot prophesy.
Unless this prophetic mantle
comes upon them.
Do y'all understand what I'm saying? If you're not filled with the Spirit, during the course of a service, you could feel when the Spirit is moving. And he could come upon you. And you can begin to prophesy. We have examples of it in the Old Testament. Are you listening? Samuel was God's prophet. You listening to me? When you get around a prophet, you listening? When you get around a prophet, that's the ministry gift. You listening? Who have both the resident gift, I'm trying to help you, and the Holy Spirit, he can create that atmosphere that causes you to want to prophesy. Okay, go ahead.
When the Holy Spirit's anointing increases in the service,
all can learn to prophesy what? One by one. That's called developing in the Spirit. You listening? Many people are scared to prophesy. You listening? Because they're afraid of men. But when the Spirit of God come upon you, you know it. Go ahead, daughter. The scriptural references is Numbers chapter 11, verses 24 through 30. And 1 Samuel 10 and 10. And 1 Samuel chapter 19. Verses 20 through 24.
B, the gift Well, let's look at 1 Samuel 10:10 for a minute. Come on, children. 1 Samuel 10:10. And when they came thither to the hill, behold, a company of what? Prophets met him. And the Spirit of God came upon him. And he prophesied. Now, this is talking about King Saul, in case y'all don't know. And he prophesied among them. Keep reading. And it came to pass when all that knew him before time saw that he beheld, he prophesied among the prophets. Then the people said one to another, what is this that has come unto the son of Kish? Is Saul also among the prophets? See, just because you prophesy don't make you a prophet. You listening? Just because the Holy Spirit mantle come up on you and you begin to prophesy, that doesn't make you a prophet. That's why so many people are confused when it comes to moving in the spirit. You listening? You have to be matured. Go ahead, daughter.
The gift of prophecy.
The gift of prophecy.
This is a resident gift.
This is the resident gift.
Within a believer.
Who is filled with the Holy Spirit. Now, y'all know in St. John 4, you listening? In St. John 4, the woman at the well. Y'all remember that? When Jesus told her, go get me some water to drink. And she said, she started bragging on the well. You listening? Talking about this Jacob's well and grandpapa and all that, you know, going on. Jesus said, one greater than Jacob here. You listening? Jesus said, if you drink this water that come out this well, you listening? You'll thirst again. But I have some water that when I give it to you and you drink it, you'll never thirst again. For this well of water that I give you shall be in you a well of living water that springs forth into what? Into life. That's being born again. See, when you're born again, you have a well of water. But in St. John chapter number 7, at that great day of the feast, the Bible say Jesus stood up and cried. You listening? If any man thirst, let him come after me. You listening? If any man what? Thirst, let him come what? After me. Because he that believeth on me, as the scripture had said, out of his what? Belly shall what? Flow what? So in order for the well to turn into a river, you must be filled with the Holy Ghost. According to Acts chapter number 2, verses 1-4. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all in one accord, with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came from heaven the sound as of a what? Rushing mighty wind. You listening? And there what? Appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of what? Fire, and it set upon each of them, and they all began to speak with other tongues and here we go. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. Is that it? And what? Suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a what? As of a rushing mighty wind. And it filled all the house. So y'all got lost when I didn't say it filled all the house. Okay. And it filled all the house where they were sitting, and there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it, the sound, set upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. That is being filled with the Holy Spirit. You listening? That is where the resident gift, the Holy Spirit, you listening, flows out of your belly as a mighty river. You listening? We have both the Spirit upon and the Spirit within. You listening? Go ahead, daughter.
The resident gift of prophecy
is one of the supernatural manifestations
of the Holy Spirit
through the believer. The one who possesses the resident gift
needs only to stir up
his spirit
or let his spirit
be stirred up
before he
what? Begins to prophesy. Now notice in the Holy Spirit's mantle, he comes upon you. But in the resident gift, because the gift is in you, all you have to do is store up the gift. Well, how do I store up the gift? By taking the clicker. What's the clicker? Your tongue. You listening? What's the clicker? My tongue. When the scriptures say stir up yourself, it's talking about praying in the Holy Ghost. You listening? That's how you stir up yourself. You stir up yourself. Stir up the gift. You listening? You know what happens when you stir a good pot of gumbo? Huh? All the good ingredients that done sunk to the bottom? They all act like, if you listening online, don't worry about it. You got to come down here. You ain't had gumbo till you came down here anyway. Hey, listening, I've been all over the world. You can, don't worry about it. Yeah, no. Shake your head. No. It have the word gumbo, but the ingredients don't match. Are you listening? Lord, let me stop. Go ahead, child.
He is not dependent.
The one with the resident gift is not dependent
on the external atmosphere
or a conducive environment in order for them to what? Prophesy. In other words, they can store up the gift on their own. You listening? What do you mean store up the gift on my own? With the Holy Ghost. You listening? Why would God tell us to store up something if we couldn't? If I give you a spoon and say, go stir the pot, you have the means to stir the pot. You sure don't want to put your hand in it. Go ahead, daughter. When the corporate anointing
level of the congregation
is going downhill,
the believer by virtue
of his gifting
can let the Holy Spirit
stir up his spirit
and rise up in the presence of God
to get a clear word from God.
Then with the exercise of his faith or her faith,
they can move straight
into the what?
Prophetic flow. Now, you know, when the prophetic flow is in operation, the atmosphere is charged.
So when somebody starts to prophesy and the atmosphere go down, you don't have to ask no questions.
They were in their soul, in the flesh. Yay, thus says the Lord.
No, the Lord didn't give you nothing.
So it's really, yay, thus say me.
Look at me.
That's why when you're dealing with spiritual gifts, you're listening. When you're dealing with what?
Spiritual gifts.
You cannot get in pride. You must recognize that these are the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And they operate as he wills. But when you're filled with the Spirit, which is the resident gift, you can stir up the gift.
Yes.
You listening?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead, daughter.
The one who possesses the resident gift
prophesies more regularly
because he's not dependent
on the external atmosphere
or the environment.
See. The ministry of the prophet.
The prophetic ministry
is not an office,
but rather a ministry, but it is what? A ministry. The prophetic ministry is not an office, but it is what? A ministry. Because an office comes by appointment. Watch this. From man. You listening? You listening? An office comes by appointment. You listening? You don't have to be called of God to be an elder and a deacon. The head deacon. Go ahead.
Whereas a ministry
comes through a call of God. How can somebody who's been appointed be placed over somebody who's been called? The church is backwards, isn't it? Huh? You in a church where the deacon run the church. And proud of it. Are you listening? Proud to control a pastor. He live in a mansion and put the pastor in a trailer. Are you listening? What kind of mess is that in the church? No wonder these deacons don't like real men and women of God. Go ahead, daughter. The two leadership offices in the New Testament church,
one is the elder,
and the other is what? The deacon. And these offices, they are appointed by men. In other words, you are appointed to serve, not to rule. Not to lead, not to run over, not to get a coup. Go ahead.
They can be anointed.
They, in the office of an elder and a deacon, you can be anointed.
But they are set aside by men.
But you are set aside by men.
The fivefold ministry.
And the fivefold ministry
is God called.
Anointed. And approved. God called, God anointed, and God approved. Go ahead.
It is not ordained of men.
Or it's not appointed by men. No man can make you an apostle, a prophet, an evangelist, a pastor, or a teacher. No man can do that. As a matter of fact, in 2024, there's still so much confusion about an apostle, a prophet, an evangelist, a pastor, and a teacher. Because so many people call themselves these things, but don't have the giftings to back it up. If God called you to a fivefold ministry office, they got some oil on you that separates you from the pack. So why do people get upset when you say there are no broke apostles? Huh? Oh, there you go, using money. No, I ain't using money. You listening? God, if you study the scriptures, the apostles were astonished when they say how hard is for those who have riches to enter into the kingdom. Them 12 men looked around and say, well, God dog, then who gonna be saved? But the church go off, you know, thinking that you gotta be broke to be an apostle. If you gotta be broke to be an apostle, no wonder the church is broke. Go ahead, daughter.
Men only recognize
these ministry gifts
and callings of God.
In the person.
They find appropriate ways
to release them
into function.
In other words, the gifts and the callings of God, you listening? You listening? When God calls you, he puts something on you to function as one. Now, I've been around a lot of people who have called themselves an apostle. And I know the difference between those who call themselves and those who are. Are you listening? And I know my apostle, Apostle Leroy Thompson Sr., is not the only one. I know he's not. You listening? I say I know he's not. I come out of a church that had one. They made him a bishop. You listening? But his true calling was an apostle. You listening? William Seymour, an apostle. You listening? Charles Mason was an apostle. Thank you for your enthusiasm. Because they were not educated as we are today. You listening? Thank you for your enthusiasm. We put labels on men and didn't recognize the callings. As a matter of fact, in studying behind Apostle Charles Mason, who's the founder of the Church of God in Christ, that spirit of praise and worship that came with that call is still on that church to this day. I say to this day. I know you won't believe it. I know you won't believe it, but go sit in one of them and watch the fire get on you. That's all right. I know some of y'all, you never been. Don't get it mixed up. You listening? Huh? God is still moving in his churches. Are you listening? You can't ever think you're the only one. Go ahead, daughter.
Ephesians 4:11
tells us
that the ministry gifts of Christ
are gifts of men
to the whole body
of Christ. These men and women
are gifts to the church,
and they are Christ's ascension gifts
to the church.
In other words, the five ascension gifts, apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, and teacher, make up the one Lord Jesus Christ, because he is the only one, you listening? He stood in all five, so he's the only one qualified, you listening, to give them out. Jesus gave the gifts and God set the gifts. 1 Corinthians 12:27-28. You read it. Go ahead.
The prophet reveals
Christ the prophet.
And the New Testament pastor
reveals to us Christ the shepherd.
They are a part of his kingdom,
authority and rulership.
They are also called
governmental ministry. All five. How many?
All five.
The church is made to run on five gears, not three. Go ahead.
They are instrumental
in building,
establishing, maturing,
and perfecting
the church.
Without the ministry gifts,
the purposes of the church
will not be fully realized.
The ministry gifts
equip the believers
and help to release them
into their ministerial functions. That comes through what? Connection. You listening? Go ahead. Number four is the prophecy of Scripture.
The fourth realm of prophecy
is the prophecy of Scripture.
It is the spoken revelation
of God
in times past
that has become the authoritative canon of Scripture.
This is the highest
and purest form
of communication from God
or to prophecy. Thank you for your enthusiasm. No greater way for God to speak to you than through that written word.
Okay.
Go ahead.
This level of revelation
is the direct inspiration
of the Holy Spirit.
It is inerrant
and it is infallible.
2 Timothy 3:16.
All scripture is given
by the inspiration of God. That means it was God breathed. You listening? God breathed. The Holy Spirit moved upon men. You listening? And caused them to speak and to record what thus said the Lord. Go ahead.
And it's profitable for doctrine,
for reproof,
for correction,
for instruction,
in what?
Righteousness.
That the man or the woman of God may be what?
Perfect
and thoroughly furnished
unto all good works.
Doctrine is the established order of God.
What is doctrine?
So the apostle is responsible for doctrine.
The established order of God. You listening?
God has an established way that he do things.
And the first gift
that he gave to the church is the apostle. So the apostle is designed by God to open up the portals of heaven so that all apostolic believers can have access to the supernatural realm. Go ahead. The prophecy of Scripture is no longer given today.
God is no longer adding
to his written word.
The other three levels of prophecy
must be judged on the basis of the prophecy of Scripture. 1 Corinthians 14:37. If any man think himself to be a prophet
or spiritual,
let him acknowledge that the things, this is Paul, the Apostle Paul, that I write unto you are the commandments of the Lord. Now, I went over some things and I need to finish them. Doctrine is the established order of God. The word of God is what? All scripture is profitable for doctrine. And what's the next one? Reproof. What is reproof? The dismantling of what? Erroneous teaching and thinking in the church. Then the next one is what? Correction, right? Which is the assimilation of truth in our what? Thought process. You listening? And then the fourth one is what? Instruction in righteousness, which is the systematic application of God's word in our lives. Now, you know that's going to be on the quiz and on the exam. So don't act like I didn't say nothing. We'll see you next time. Enjoy your evening.